Sesi sondele ku umkhosi ka Christmas.
We are approaching Christmas time.
Sekuyisonto lokugcina.
It is the final week before Christmas.
Hayi ukuthi uJesu wazalwa ngalolu suku ngo.
It's not that Jesus was born exactly on that day.
Kodwa sikhumbula ukuzalwa kwakhe.
However, we remember his birth.
Ngakho ke siyathanda ukuthi sikhumbuzane ngokuza kwenkosi.
Thus, we want to remind each other about the birth of our Lord.
Kodwa indima engithanda ukuyifunda manje.
There's a text I'd like to read now.
Lapho ngifunda kwambuleko kuningi ngathi hawu ngeke ngikwazi ukuthi ngikhulume ngakho konke kufanele ukuthi ngithathe okuncane nje.
As I read it, I thought, well, it is so deep, so profound, I cannot preach on all the points. I'll just highlight a few points.
Ake sifunde ivangeli ngoka Johane.
Let's read.
Isahluko sokuqala kusukela evesini leshumi nashiyakalolunye.
Let us read from the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, from verse 19.
Lokhu kungubufakazi buka Johane mhla abajuda bethuma abapriesti namalevi bephuma eJerusalema ukuba bambuze ukuthi wena ungubani na.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who are you?
Wavuma kaphikanga. Wavuma wathi angisiye uKristu mina.
He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, I am not the Christ.
Bambuza bathi uyini pho? Ungu Eliya na? Wathi angisiye. Ungumprofeti na? Waphendula wathi cha.
And they asked him, what then? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? And he answered, no.
Basebethi kuye, ungubani na ukuze sibaphendule abasithumileyo uzisho ukuthi ungubani na.
Then they said to him, who are you that we may give an answer to those who sent us? What do you say about yourself?
Wathi ngiyizwi lomemezayo ehlane ethi lungisani indlela yenkosi njengalokho washo uYesaya umprophet.
He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said.
Labo ababethunyiwe babevela kubaFarisi.
Now those who were sent were from the Pharisees.
Bambuza ke bathi kuye pho ubhapathiselani uma ungesiyo uKristu no Eliya no mprofeti na.
And they asked him saying, why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ nor Elijah nor the prophet?
UJohane wabaphendula wathi mina ngibhapathisa ngamanzi yena ngamanzi umi phakathi kwenu eningamaziyo.
John answered them saying, I baptize with water, but there stands one among you whom you do not know.
Yena ozayo emva kwami umchilo wesicathulo sakhe ngingafanele ukuthukulula.
It is he who, coming after me, is preferred before me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose.
Lokho kwenzeka eBethabara ngaphesheya kweJordani lapho uJohane wayebhapathisa khona.
These things were done in Bethabara beyond Jordan where John was baptizing.
Ngangomuso wabona uJesu eza kuye wathi bheka iwundlu likaNkulunkulu elisusa izono zezwe.
The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
Nguye ebengisho ngaye ngithi emva kwami kuza umuntu owavela ngaphambi kwami ngokuba wayekhona kuqala kunami.
This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who is preferred before me, for he was before me.
Nami bengingamazi kodwa ukuze abonakaliswe kuIsrayeli ngalokho ngizile ngibhaphathisa ngamanzi.
I did not know him, but that he should be revealed to Israel. Therefore I came baptizing with water.
Ake sikhulume ke sibone ukuthi siyogcinapha.
Well, let's speak about this and see where we end.
Leli izwi le text iqala ngokuthi umvangeli uJohane uthi ukubiza ngokuthi ubufakazi bukaJohane umbhaphathizi.
Our text begins with the subtitle saying the testimony of John the Baptist.
UJohane ubeka ubufakazi bakhe ikakhulu ngoJesu.
John gave his testimony in particular about Jesus.
Kodwa ngisho ngeke ngifinyelele kulokho lapho efakaza ngoJesu.
But I don't think I'm going to get as far as that where he testifies about Jesus.
Kodwa isiqalo sobufakazi bakhe.
But we'll just look at the very introduction to his testimony.
UJohane ubeshumayele hlane.
John preached in the wilderness.
Washumayela ngokuphenduka.
And he preached about repentance.
Ngaphandle kwakhe uJesu angiboni ukuthi kwake kwabakhona umuntu owashumayela ngokuphenduka njengaye nasemva kwakhe futhi angiboni.
Before Jesus and after Jesus, I don't think there was a man who preached about repentance like he did.
Vumelana nenkosi yathi bonke abazelwe ngabesifazane akekho omkhulu kunoJohane.
And I agree with what the Lord Jesus says, where he said of all those born of women, no one is as great as John.
Washumayela ngamandla amakhulu.
He preached with tremendous authority about repentance.
Kwanyakaza umhlaba wonke.
The whole world was shaken.
Abasemadilobheni.
In the cities.
Abase mafam emakhaya.
Those in the rural areas, at home, on the farms.
Abakhulu abahloniphekayo.
The very
nabangelutho.
Sophisticated, right down to those who were the nothings of the world.
Abaphakathi emadilobheni nabasemakhaya.
From those in the towns to those in the rural areas.
Bama businessi nabama plazi.
From businessmen to farmers.
Amasosha abantu bempi nabathelisi.
From the military through to the tax collectors.
Bonke bekhala kadela khona kuJohane beza njengamanzi kuye bezolalela intshumayelo yakhe yokuphenduka nokubhatshadiswa okungukuthi ukuvuma izono zabo bevuma ukuthi bayizoni hayi ukubhabhatiswa kaJesu okunye lokho ukubhabhatiswa kaJohane okunye futhi ungakuthathi uma kukhulunywa ngokubhabhatisa eBhayibhelini bese usuke uthi kusho into eyodwa.
Came. Whether it was all these categories that I've mentioned, they came all and sundry into the wilderness, thronging to listen to this message from this man, being baptized, confessing their sins. But don't be confused. This was the baptism of John, of repentance. Wasn't yet the baptism of Jesus.
Manje kwanyakazeka izwe.
The world was shaken.
Izikhulu
abaphethe izindaba zokukholwa isigungu eJerusalem sahlangana.
The religious authorities and the council in Jerusalem held a meeting.
Bathi ake sithume abantu bambuze ukuthi ungubani.
Agreed upon the point that they should send representatives to go and ask John exactly who he was.
UnguKristu yini?
Is he the Christ?
UnguMessiah yini?
Is he the Messiah?
UnguMunye wabaprofeti yini?
Is he the Christ or the Messiah or one of the prophets?
Ake nibheke ukuthi ukushumayela kwakhe bekukhulu kangakanani, bekunamandla angakanani ukuze abantu bacabange ukuthi sekuhuye ke uKristu lowo. Noma umunye wabaprofeti.
Just think what tremendous authority he was preaching with to cause such a reaction that the religious leaders thought he must be the Messiah or the Christ or one of the prophets. Or they had said maybe he's Elijah.
U-Eliyah, ngiyakhumbula phela akafanga, wakhuphuka ngenqola yomlilo wayezulwini, baze bathi mhlawumbe usebuyile.
Remember, Elijah had never seen death. Instead, God had raptured him with a fiery chariot, taking him straight to heaven.
Kodwa ukuze iphathe mandla sonisigungu esinguhulumeni wezokholwa, bethuma abafarisi, bethuma abafarisi namalevi, abantu ababeqeqeshiwe ngendaba zokukholwa ezikwazi ukuhlukanisa ukuthi ake niye nibuzisise ukuthi lo muntu ungubani na.
But it shows how shaken they were and how they were inquisitive to know, and they sent priests and Levites, their top authorities, as representatives to ask, who are you and whose authority are you preaching? It's not that they were mistaken in doing that. After all, they were the religious leaders of the Jews in Israel. Just think of the stirring, the shaking, that magnetic force that drew people in throngs from everywhere into the wilderness to listen to this great man and what he was saying. The word says, from being in his mother's womb, he was already filled with the Spirit.
Kodwa noko, noma emkhulu kangaka, abantu nabakholwayo badideke, bathi sekuKristu yini lo, sekuMesiya, baze bamtshela ukuthi wena unguMesiya yini. Kodwa yena avele abeke ubufakazi bakhe ethi cha, angisiyena.
And even though he had the opportunity to grab some limelight, he just gave his honest testimony when they asked, are you the Christ or the Messiah or one of the prophets? He said, no, I am just one who is a voice.
When ungu prophet yini noma ilitsha yini? Athi cha.
Are you the prophet or Elijah? He answered, no. He said, I'm just the voice of one preaching. He doesn't say, I am the person. He says, I am the voice, just the voice.
Kodwa kwimfihlakalo enkulu leyo, umuntu umnini walelo phimbo bekubani bekuNkulunkulu qobo lwakhe bekuNkulunkulu okhulumayo yena ube yiphimbo nje likaNkulunkulu.
In this itself we behold a wondrous mystery, for it wasn't John's voice, it was the voice of him, it was the voice of God himself speaking through John.
Hayi ukuthi lokho kuyinto edelelekile, kuyinto ephakeme kakhulu leyo.
And that is no small thing, it is highly exalted.
Ube iphimbo likaNkulunkulu.
He was the voice of God.
uNkulunkulu ubeshumayela uyena obekhuluma ehlane.
God was preaching, God was speaking there in the wilderness.
Kodwa okwisimanga kimi noma engumuntu omkhulu kangaka asitholi nomfanekiso wokuyiqhenya noma ukuyiphakamisa.
What makes me marvel is that we find not a trace of pride or haughtiness.
Awubheke uma abantu beza kuwe bathi badideke ukuthi unguKristu yini, unguMesiya yini, bese kungamthinti nokancane nje avela athi qha qha qha, kodwa ubezazele ukuthi uyini, hhayi ukuthi ubengazi, ubazi ukuthi mina ngiphimbo yalo ngithumileyo ukuba umemezwe ehlane.
Just think of the pressure placed on you if you were asked these questions. Are you the Messiah? Are you the Christ? Are you the prophet? But for him, he simply answered no. No, no, I'm not all those things. Not that he was unaware of who he was. He said, I'm the voice of him in the wilderness.
Ubezazela ukuthi umkhulu, kodwa ufici nomfanekiso wokuyiqhenya yokuyiphakamise, umfice engumuntu ongelutho.
Yes, he was conscious of the greatness of that which he was doing, but he didn't have a scent of or a trace of pride about him while he was doing this ministry.
Ikhuluke zifuna ukwazi ukuthi ubani lozi banelungelo futhi ukwazi ukuthi ungubani.
Now, this audience that thronged about him now were making demands, placing pressure upon him, and they felt they had the right. They wanted to know, who are you?
Uma umuntu eshumayela phakathi kwethu, ngeke sithule nje, sibukele nje. Nathi soqonda kuye sithi awusho njengokuba ushumayela la. Uthunywe ubani? Uvelaphi? Ungubani? Inhloso yakho yini? Ukuba sibe ngamalusi abathembekile ekuluseni kwabo.
If we have somebody standing up in our midst and preaching, we too would want to find out who the person is. We would want to know, where is he from? With whose authority is he preaching? Because as shepherds, we need to know so that we can shepherd properly our sheep.
Asikwazi ukumukela noma bani, sicimezile, sithethele noma bani.
We can't just close our eyes and let anybody just stand up and preach.
Uma umuntu ethi ngifuna ukushumayela enkonzweni, siyabuza qala, uvelaphi, uyini? Ngize ngimbuze ukuthi uthanda ukukhuluma kuphi na. Awumtshele ukuthi ufuna ukukhulumani. Ngoba sifuna ukwazi phela, ngoba selusa abantu. Hayi ukuthi ufike umuntu nje mhlambe udukisa abantu, ukhuluma izinto zokweduka.
I question people as well if they come and want to preach in our services. I ask who they are, where they're from, and even what they would like to preach about. We ought to know. Otherwise, we can have false prophets and erroneous messages bringing error among the sheep.
There's
a person with a very large church or denomination in Korea. He's visited by many visitors. And in particular, many Americans. And they come to him and they say, howdy, so-and-so. And they say, on Sunday, we want to preach in your church. It's not that he has invited them. They want to preach in his church, and it's their feeling or their wish to be behind his pulpit. And one day, a particular person came who had put so much pressure on him. And he was as tactful as an elephant. Like we say, an elephant in a china shop. That's how tactful he was, saying, I must preach in your pulpit.
Now,
the preacher, the pastor, felt, well, he's saying he must. What do I do? He's placing so much pressure on me. He said to himself, all right, I'll allow him to, but I will be his interpreter. Now at that time, English wasn't so well known in Korea. And so that American got into the pulpit, and he was so glad, and he preached eloquently.
Not full of the Holy Spirit, but full of himself.
And so the pastor interpreted. The man preached, interpreted. The pastor interpreted. Then suddenly, the pastor, who was the interpreter, turned to this American visitor preacher and said, you can stop with your sermon. You can stop because I have finished my sermon. The interpreter had been preaching his own sermon. Now they came and found John, expecting him to speak about his greatness and something great achievements, but they found him to be a lowly man. A normal person, perhaps except for his diet and his clothing. It was not pride at work in John the Baptist. When there's self-consciousness and a person is just thinking of his own self-image and who he is, it's never the Holy Spirit who's at work. It's the devil himself. And also, John's humility was not an artificial, put-on facade humility. It was real.
UJohane ke akabafihlelanga bethi Paul sizophindele muva sithini ungubani na.
John answered them their questions because they pressed them saying, we need to go back and give a report as to who you are.
Kodwa ukusho ngokusobala ngokweqiniso akaphiki lokho ayikona. Uyabatshela futhi ukuze ngikhulume ngibizwe uNkulunkulu.
And he is open and transparent and clear exactly who he is and who he is not. And he said, I've been sent by God.
Yena ukwenza lokho esikutholayo encwadini yokuqala kaPetru, isahluko sesithathu ivesi leshumi nesihlanu.
He did as we find is commanded in 1 Peter chapter 3 in verse 15.
Kepha mgweliseni uKristu abe inkosi ezinhlizweni zenu. Nihlale ningabalungele ukubaphendula bonke abanibuza isizathu sethemba elikini.
But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. It says, sanctify the Lord in your hearts.
And wena ungumKristu yini? Wena uphendukile yini? Wena usindisiwe yini? Ungaphatheki kabi. Noma ukhulile noma uyingane, kufanele ukuthi umuntu akwazi unelungelo ukuthi abuze ngethembe likuwe, umphendule ngokukholwa kwakho.
You too have that same attitude. Be ready and alert to be able to defend yourself. Remember, other people have the right to ask you as to the hope within you, why you are a Christian. And you should be able to honestly say and give an answer why you have this reason of hope. It's a pity that time doesn't allow for us to ask each and every one of you to come to the front and to give a defense. In other words, to give your testimony and say who you are spiritually, why there is hope in you, where you're from, what has been happening to you.
Bayambuza ke laba bethunywa ikhulu zaseJerusalem ukuthi awubeke ubufakazi bakho.
Now, these men did that. They came to John, being sent from the highest council in Jerusalem, saying, now tell us who you are. Give us your testimony.
Wabatshela, akabafihlelanga, akayiqhenyanga, akazenzisanga, walibeka iqiniso njengokuba linjalo.
He was totally transparent with them. He said exactly who he was. They asked, and he confessed. He said what it was all about. He said who he was. We need a similar confidence, knowing and an assurance, knowing what God has called us to, being certain about what the Lord wants from us. I continue.
Ngathi kusekuyisonto lokugcina ukuba sigubhe ukukhumbula ukufika kukaJesu.
I said this is the last week approaching Christmas where we remember in particular the birth of Jesus Christ.
Khisimusi usu laphandle kwesiqapha kusasele insuku ezimbalwa nje.
So Christmas is just outside the door, just around the corner, just a few days till the day.
Lendaba isikhumbuza futhi izintombi ezishumi.
Now, this matter also reminds us of the parable of the 10 virgins. Five were wise, five were foolish. It was said, it was announced, the bridegroom cometh. And they had been preparing to get ready for the bridegroom as a bride prepares herself for her bridegroom. Five were burning for the Lord. Their oil lamps were burning. And full of oil. The other five had their vessels empty. And they all met the bridegroom. We are meeting with Christmas. In that we are remembering the coming of Jesus into this world. Now, as we are preparing to meet Christmas, how does Christmas find us? Are we like an empty tin with just a noise coming from inside because there's nothing inside, nothing of the Spirit? We're just a noisy instrument? If we are in that condition of emptiness, Christmas will pass us by just like this Christmas tree, just with a few decorations, and it is meaningless to us. You won't be blessed by the coming of the Son of Man into this world and the Son of God. It will just pass you by. You will not feel a thing. You might as well have an earthly celebration, a worldly thing. Your very coming to these services, do you come to the meetings with your oil being full, or do you just come because it's the done
thing?
Some people are like that. They come to the service and they go out as empty as they came. They are unchanged. They'll say it was a blessed service, it was nice. You ask them, well, what was said? And the person has to scratch their head and they say, well, I don't remember. The seed of the word is sown.
The same.
From Christmas to Christmas, from Christmas to New Year, you remain the same, unchanged. You might as well not come to the services.
God.
Why?
Uma ukubugisi khabishi amakarot imfino. Awazi uthele nje, uthele kumqatho
noma kwisikhotha noma kwihlathi uzophendula umhlabathi kulala amagabathi wakhumbethe omuhle umhlabathi befayini uzuthathe imbewu uyitshala uvale kahle uma kushisa kakhulu ilanga uzosika utshani ukwendlale phezulu kuba kungashi ilanga.
If you are planting a vegetable patch and sowing seed, you want seedlings, you will take tremendous care. You won't just throw out the carrot seed or cabbage seed any old how. You'll make sure that you create a vegetable bed. And if the sun is too hot, you'll cut grass and put it on it to protect it from the burning sun.
Uma uye enkonzweni, ube nesikhathi sakho sokuthandaza. Ube nesikhathi sokuthi thula manje inhliziyo. Sengifuna ukuyo kulalela izwi likaNkulunkulu. Sengifuna ukuthi uNkulunkulu akhulume nami. Ulungise kwendlala kulala wonke amagabathi namatshe nezinto ezilukhuni nenkuni ulungise uhlele kahle ukuze nxa kukhulunywe izwi likaNkulunkulu limukeleke lingene lijule kuthelitheleni.
In the same way as you prepare yourself to come to a service, you need to really prepare yourself for what God is going to do so that your heart is ready, that you say, O heart of mine, be quiet. Pay attention totally now, unreservedly to the message of the Lord. You're preparing that seed bed. You're turning over the clods. You're making sure that the good seed will find fertile, good soil.
Ungayihlelanga uzongena ucabanga ukuthi njengoba kwedina kufika abantu ekhaya kodwa ukudla kaze kuphekiwe yini kahle ngashiya ingane yenze lokhu kaze ukuthi ikwenza kahle uzoba busy nezinto bekungcono uhlale ekhaya kunokuba kufike chithe isikhathi sakho nembewu yezwi kuzosizakala usathane ngaye ngoba kuzofika amagundane neyinkuku ziqoshe imbewu zihle ngoba wena ngeke usizakala kungena kuguqula kuguqula inhliziyo yakhe akusebenzi kuwe.
It won't help to come into the service unprepared and out of sorts where you are so anxious about different things, about having to see to the meal or to the children or this and that, where you are so distracted in the service you might as well have not come, because Satan sends his birds to come and eat the good seed so that you benefit nothing out of the service.
Awusizakali ngalutho uzofika uKhisimusi udlula uKhisimusi ungasizeka sizakalanga ungabusiswanga ngokomoya.
And if Christmas is just your being anxious and buying presents and receiving presents and all those things, and that's what Christmas is to you, well, Christmas will come and go without your being blessed.
If that's Christmas has to got to be at Christmas, Christmas with a difference. You've got to prepare the ground and prepare for it. Uma ungakaphenduki, penduka. Uma usuphendukile, uqhubeke noJesu ukuhlangabezana nentokozo yalezinsuku.
If you haven't repented, then repent. If you have repented, continue with Jesus, seeking Him, growing with Him, and being blessed and receiving the joys of the season.
Fika fica ibandla lakhe livutha ngcwele umoya ongcwele hayi ukuthi liphele amandla.
In the same way as with the wise virgins preparing themselves for the bridegroom who was to come, they were busy with keeping their oil full.
Nakho ke ngithi njengokuba sesihlangabezana nokhisimusi sigcwele umoya ongcwele sesilungele ukukhumbula ukuza kwakhe unoma esenhlizweni sikhumbule kanye naye isimanga sokufika kwakhe la emhlabeni noma kuzodlula nje kungasiguqukanga siyaqhubeka ngamanga ethu qhubeka ngolaka lwethu siyaqhubeka nezinto zethu ezingasile.
This text is also a preparation for this time of Christmas as we are preparing to meet it. If you don't prepare and get your heart ready and in true repentance, stopping with the, dealing with sin, or are you just continuing with those wicked things that you've been doing? In the Zulu tradition, you ask where you say, we're going to eat Christmas, and in response you say, you enjoy Christmas by eating Christmas well.
If it's been a blessing to you, then you say, well, I ate Christmas very well.
Uma kwabo isibusiso kuwena uzothi ngidle iKhisimusi uKhisimusi kahle kakhulu.
May sound a strange thing, but you find that so-called strange thing in the Bible.
Mhlambe uthi wena cha kuphambene kushayiceleni lokhu kodwa lento iyatholakala eBhayibhelini.
Incwadi yokuqala kaPetru isahluko sesibili verse lesithathu.
In 1 Peter 2 verse 3.
Uma senambithile seninambithile nezwa ukuthi inkosi imnene.
If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious.
Taste him. Have you tasted his kindness, his mercy?
Usunambithile yini ubumnandi bakhe nomusa wakhe?
Nasesihlabelelweni 34.
And in Psalm 34,
verse 8, ngesiJalmani kuthiwa verse 9.
In German version, verse 9. In verse 8 in the English version.
Kommt und schmecket, wie freundlich der Herr ist. Taste, kuthwa wozani, ni nambite, ni taste, ukuthi inkosi inobele, inomusa ongakanani.
It says, Psalm 34, verse 8, O taste and see that the Lord is good.
Have you tasted his goodness?
Usuwa nambita ubumnandi nobuhle
bakhe. His loving kindness. Taste it.
Ububele bakhe.
Schmeckt. Du schmeckst es und schmeckt gut.
Udinga ukuthi unambite futhi uzonambita usho ukuthi impela kumnandi.
Kazi ukuthi wena uzomtaste uzotaste kanjani uKhisimusi nonyaka. Ukuthi uzotaste uzotaste inyama nje, amakhekhe nje, noma uzotaste ubuhle, nomusa, nobubele bukaKristu na. Uma kudlula uKristu ungamnambithanga, kusho ukuthi bekuyizeleze kuwe.
I wonder how you will taste Christmas, whether you will just taste the cakes and the puddings and the special food that there is, or whether you'll taste of his goodness, his compassions. Otherwise, it will just pass you by and you might as well not have had Christmas.
And you won't have an idea what Christmas joy tastes like.
Futhi ngeke uqonde ukuthi ubumnandi nentokozo weKhisimusi ukuthi.
And you'll never forget the taste. Ngeke ukhohlwe nanini. Unambithe uKristu ukuthi hawu kanti uKristu muhle kangaka kwenye indawo kuthiwa uJesu ivangeli li delicious delicious uma kumnandi kakhulu.
Have you tasted and experienced the wonderful taste of the goodness and compassions of the Lord? And some would say when they taste that it's delicious to express
Nonsense.
Or does Christmas come and find you as you were last year? You were drunk last time and so too you drank this time. Or on the same drugs and pills that you were on last time. Or like a girl who goes to the family planning clinic. She's not married. It is nonsense. You can see by that that person's not even married. They're directly on the way to hell.
And so
we might have many Christmases that just pass us by, which means nothing to us, and we might as well not have had it. The problem is that we haven't tasted of it. And the reason, sorry, I forgot this point. The reason is that you have met Christmas again, not being full of the Spirit like the wise virgins meeting the bridegroom. And so it just passes you by because you don't receive what he has for you.
And if you remember Jesus coming into this world, and he hasn't come yet into your heart,
it's a crime.
It's a sin. If he hasn't come in.
Gungu ukuphambana nomthetho, kuyisono esikhulu uma engakangeni.
Ngoba uNkulunkulu uthi, nginike ndodana yami, ngiphe inhliziyo yakho.
For God says, give me your heart, my son.
Au. Iphuthele kakhulu kabi kufika uChristmas uthe sengangenanga kuwe. Ungamnikanga inhliziyo yami ukuthi angene ahlale khona.
It is a terrible thing if Christmas comes by and you don't open your heart all the room for Jesus to come in.
Bese ufuna ukuthi angene kuwe. Ube idokotho, ube iround, ube ikhaya elinjani kuye.
And what type of accommodation are you to be for Jesus? What type of hut or dwelling will you be for Jesus to come into? Let your heart be dealt with. Does he come into a place prepared for him, or is it just a pigsty? You see, when you let Jesus into your heart, you must bring your sins to him. It's like a cat and a rats. They cannot dwell harmoniously together. Either the one or the other is out. If the Lord hasn't yet set up his abode in your life, his dwelling place, it is a great mistake not to allow him this Christmas to come in and live in your heart. When he comes,
Genxa yobumpofu bethu ukuthi ngengcebo yakhe siqebe thina.
He comes with his treasures, his presence, his gifts. For the Bible says, he who was rich became poor for our sake.
So that we, in our poverty, can become rich.
Ukuze thina
ungakwazi ukugupha umkhosi ngaleyo ndlela lengrebo ke kuyithole iyodlulwa ikuphunyukele.
Ukuze thina so that we will be rich. Otherwise, if Christmas comes and you don't prepare for it, it just comes and the next thing it's disappeared, it's gone.
Sidna kukhisimusi usuphambi kwethu. Kumbula ukufika kwakhe sesilungele ukuhlaba lo mkhosi.
So here is Christmas before us. We're speaking about the preparation for Christmas. Have you prepared for the Christmas feast?
Ayikuningike ongashiwo ngalokho ngobufakazi buka Johane.
There's so much that could be said about John the Baptist's testimony.
Uma uJesu eza kuye abafarisi bethuma ithunywa zabo ukuthi ungubani nanga uJesu uza kuye wayesethi nali undlu likaNkulunkulu elisusa izono zethu.
The different religious leaders had sent their representatives to come and ask who he was, etc. But then Jesus also came with the crowds. And immediately John the Baptist said, there he is, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
Ethi lo, ube ngaphambi kwa lo oza emva kwami, ube khona phambi kwami.
And he continues to say, this one who comes after me was before me.
He comes after me because Jesus was younger than John the Baptist.
Ufika emva
kwami. He comes after me.
Ngoba uJesu ngeminyaka ube musha kunaye uJohan.
But he was before me.
Kodwa nokho wayekhona ngaphambili.
And then he says, I didn't know him.
Uti futhi angimaz, angimazanga.
I didn't know him.
Angimazanga.
Can that be true?
Kungaba iqiniso yini?
U Elizabeth bekungesiyo umngane ka Maria.
Wasn't Elizabeth the friend of Mary?
Lapho Maria evakashelwe Elizabeth ibingaqhumi ingane uJohane ubengaqhumi ezokubingelelwa ukubingelelwa kwenkosi yakhe.
When Mary came to visit Elizabeth, didn't the child inside Elizabeth John jump for joy of the Holy Spirit
because of
the visitation of the mother of the Christ? That it was the friend.
Kusho ukuthi uMaria ulokuza uElizabeth akazanga amxoxele uJohane eseyingane ngoJesu.
Didn't Elizabeth tell John about Jesus while he was a little child as she was rearing him?
Bagcinana ukubonana yini ngalolo suku ukuba uJohane athi bengamazi lo ozayo. I didn't know him. Angimazi.
Was that their last contact when he was still in his mother, when Mary came to visit his mother, that he says in this statement, I did not know him? He didn't know him indeed. Or didn't he know that he was his friend, his relative? Was he misinformed? Wasn't he told about the visitation that Elizabeth, his mother, had? Is he lying here in the statement to say, I did not know him? No, he's not lying. He's speaking the truth. And actually, he's saying it in a spiritual way. He does say he comes after me, but before that he existed before that. In other words, God was revealing to him this mystery that Jesus wasn't just a man, he was God. He is saying, he comes after me, but he always was, the I am always was, before me. I am not worthy to untie his sandals, for he is so much greater than I am. For I baptized with water, and he will baptize with fire and with the
Spirit.
But now, as he suddenly comes to this realization, as he sees this man in the crowd, Jesus, and says, "Behold, look at the one who is the Lamb slain for our sins." It was the revelation of God coming to him, making it real to him at that time. If he says, "I did not know him," indeed it was the case. He didn't know him, that this is God himself manifest in the flesh, the one who takes away the sin of the world. It is true, he who came after him, John said, "I did not know him, for I did not know him as the one who takes away the sin of the world."
The day when he met with Jesus, great things were revealed to him about Jesus that he says, "I didn't know him."
Kodwa uma esehlangana no Jesu, kwambuleka okukhulu, okuningi ngaye, waze wathi angimazanga.
How often have we accepted Jesus Christ? What has happened? We proclaim him. What has been revealed to us concerning him?
Sekukangaki simugela uJesu enhlizweni, sithi usenhlizweni, uyasebenza enhlizweni, kodwa kazi ukuthi kwa izinto eziningi kwenzeka yini lapho sihlangana nayo
uJesu. You'll accept Christ and confess Christ is in you, and you go and sin with a woman? You go and take some tablets?
Umugela uJesu.
You go and smoke? You go and drink? Oh, you child of the devil. You say you know him. He doesn't know you. And in actual fact, you don't know him either. If you knew him, whom you have accepted, you'd be a different person. You wouldn't be that filthy sinner anymore. You'd be a sanctified soul. Sanctified soul. You wouldn't like a drunkard anymore and a liar. You look like a saint and a sanctified soul.
When uthi ngamamukela futhi ngiyavuma ukuthi uJesu ukimi kanti emva kwalokhu usuyangena ezonweni zakho zokudaka nezedakamizwa Kanti awumazi lo Jesu, awuzange umamukele, awuzange umazi lo, ngoba ubumazi ubuzoba ingcwele, umuntu obonakalayo ukuthi unobungcwele ngaye uJesu.
Uma uJesu ethi uzobhajathiswa uyena uthi qha qha qha, angifanele ukubhajathiswa, ngibhabhathise wena. Mina ngidinga ukubhajathiswa wena. Inkosi ethi hayi asigcwalise umthetho. Ngoba lapho ngena ngingena njengewudlule kaNkulunkulu elithwele izono zabantu. Ngiyangena anginasono kodwa ngiyazethwesa ngezono zakho. Ngezono zabantu.
Asked John then to be baptized. John protested, said, no, I cannot baptize you. You should rather baptize me. But Jesus said, no, but that the law should be fulfilled. Because though Jesus was sinless, he was the Lamb of God carrying the sin of the world. That's why he had to be baptized as a sinner.
Umvangeli Johane uthi nanku bufakazi.
And the Gospel of John says, this is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
This is John the Baptist's testimony. I wish you could give us your testimony about Christ.
Loku kungubufakazi buka Johane umbhaphathizi. Bengizofisa kangakanani ukuthi nawe unike ubufakazi bakho ngalo Jesu.
Ukuthi uJesu wenzeni kuwe wakumbulela kuphi.
As to what Jesus has done in you, what has he revealed in you?
Wena unabo ubufakazi.
Have you a testimony? The testimony of Jesus?
Lapho uhlangana noJesu wambulelwa ikuphi? Wavezelwa kuphi? Wahlangana na kuphi? Wanambitha kuphi? Wa experience kuphi?
When you met with Jesus, what went through you? What happened to you? What change? What revelation? What treasure? What taste was there?
I don't know, friends, whether my preaching to you means anything or whether I could have just as well kept quiet. Does it mean anything to you? Does something happen in your life?
Angazi zihlobo ukuthi ukushumayela kwami kunenani yini kuwe noma bekufanele ukuthi ngizithulele ngoba akukho okwenzekayo noma kukhona okwenzekile empilweni yakho na.
You want to carry on living like this till you die and then you still expect that I should bury you. May God grant that I won't be at your burial.
Ufuna ukuthi uqhubeka kanje ukulesi simo esinje uzufe futhi ufise ukuthi mina ngithathe inkonzo yakho yomncwabo.
John the disciple says, this is the testimony of John the Baptist. What is your testimony?
UJohane uma esebhala ku 1 John ethi lokhu kungubufakazi buka Johane umbhaphathizi ngoJesu. Kazi ukuthi ubufakazi bakho buyini?
Sizwile ngaye impilo yakhe. Bemhlola, ihlobo, nezitha, zimbuza, zimkhwesha.
We've heard about John's life and how he was pressurized and closely questioned, intimate questioned.
Kodwa zimfikisile.
And he humbled himself.
Ngasekugcineni, uthi hey, bengamazi.
And then later on he says, I did not know him.
Blessed is the man and the woman who can say, I didn't know him because of all that is revealed to me. I didn't know that he was so great, that he was so wonderful, that he was so marvelous. These spiritual truths that he's revealed to me, that have revolutionized my life. Not just for a week, forever, till I die. By his grace.
Ubusisekile lowo muntu othi yebo bengimazi kodwa empeleni angimazanga. Angimazanga kanje njengoba uzidalula kimina manje sengithola izambulo ezinkulu kube sengathi angizange ngimazi kwangathi lokhu ngaqhubeka uzufe.
Now we can see and understand his life, why he was so humble, why he was so lowly, why he was so pure, so clean. He says, I'm not worthy to carry or to bind, tie his shoelaces. Because of his relationship with the one who was after him and yet he was before him, he experienced him as the eternal God, the Holy God, the real one. Those things for which Jesus stands.
Kangcono lo uJohane umbhaphathizi ukuzithoba kwakhe nokuthi azenze abe lutho ngoba konke lokhu kwadaleka uma esembona uJesu ukuthi uyiwundlu efikile uthi angimazanga futhi angifanele ukuthukulula ngisho nembatata zakhe.
Kukhulu imfihlakalo enkulu yokuza kwaJesu la kulomhlaba. Mkhulu uKhisimusi umakusa kuwe uKhisimusi.
Great is the mystery of Jesus coming into this world.
Maybe if you should experience that, your own wife, your own mother, your own father will say, I didn't know my husband. I didn't know my wife. I don't know my child. Like this, since Jesus has come into his or her heart.
Kwangathi ungaguqulwa ngangokuthi izihlobo zakho eziseduze njengenkosikazi yakho noma ingane zakho zithi impela asimazanga ubaba noma lo muntu emndenini kusukela uJesu engena enhlizweni yakhe.
Nehlobo zakho zimangale zithi hawu kanti usibani bani unje besimazi kanje kodwa manje hayi uyasidida hayi asimazanga.
And that your relatives say, we didn't know our relative. We didn't know him as he is now. This is so astonishing, bewildering to us. May God help that this service will not have been absolutely in vain, but that the Lord would bring it about that something truly happens to you. Let's bow our heads and pray. Lord Jesus, we've heard of the testimony of John the Baptist, testifying of you.
Kanti futhi siyezwa ngobufakazi bakhe ebuzwa ehlolisiswa ukuthi uvelaphi uthunywa ubani uyini.
And Lord, we've heard of how he was questioned and interrogated as to who he was and where he had come from.
Kwangathi nokuphila kwethu kungaba nobufakazi obusile obukahle.
Lord, may our lives have a true and proper testimony.
Amen.
Amen.